This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Health officials in New Mexico are considering changes to the familiar color-coded dial system that determines county responses to the coronavirus pandemic, including public health restrictions. The New Mexico Health and Human Services Department is now testing new methods after nine counties yesterday regressed to levels that warranted tighter limitations on business and restaurant capacities. Currently, the state assesses risk based on the average test positivity in a county and the per capita daily count of newly confirmed cases. The state is now proposing revisions to the test positivity rate and daily case count, removing the metric for PPE supply and adding county vaccination rates. More than 48% of New Mexico's population has received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. That's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. About 32% of the state is fully vaccinated. The state land office has announced a lawsuit against two oil and natural gas operators, citing unmet obligations to plug at least 29 abandoned wells in western New Mexico, remove trash and debris, and pay penalties for trespassing on an expired lease site. The lawsuit against BC&D Operating and Dominion Production Company is the 16th in a campaign by the agency to increase accountability for cleanups among natural resources companies that lease state land. New Mexico State Lands Commissioner Stephanie Garcia Richard indicated that her agency is seeking voluntary compliance with lease provisions before resorting to litigation. Efforts to reach BC&D Operating and Dominion Production Company for comment were unsuccessful. The agency's announcement coincided with Earth Day. The new lawsuit concerns nearly a square mile of state trust land with 29 unplugged and 15 plugged well sites in McKinley County. The state land office collects as much as $1 billion annually in revenue from a variety of business activities on state trust land to benefit public schools, hospitals, and other institutions. Some lawmakers in our region are concerned that wolf packs are getting too big to control, so they're trying to make hunting easier. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
In recent weeks, Montana's new governor has signed several bills into law to ease wolf hunting restrictions. Those include extending the season and allowing snares. Meanwhile, in Idaho, a proposal is rapidly making its way through the legislature that aims to reduce wolf populations by 90% to about 150. The law would permit wolf trapping year-round on private property, the hiring of outside contract wolf hunters, and hunting on ATVs and snowmobiles. State Senator Van Burtenshaw introduced the legislation.
There's nobody in this group that wants to wipe out the wolves completely. They just want to manage to a group that we can manage within the state.
There are concerns this proposal could threaten agreements with the federal government over state control of wolf populations, and opponents argue killing large numbers of wolves could be bad for the environment and that more public funds will be needed for culling elk. But proponents are adamant that we need to protect livestock and certain large game herds that are preyed upon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
It's illegal to kill wolves in New Mexico. Federal penalties for shooting a wolf can include a year in jail and a $50,000 fine, with additional New Mexico state penalties for violating the Wildlife Conservation Act. The Mountain West News Bureau is a public media collaborative. In the aftermath of George Floyd's death and protests that followed, state lawmakers in New Mexico have eliminated police immunity from prosecution in state courts and enacted a flurry of reforms aimed at addressing racial inequities. The conviction Tuesday of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is shifting public attention toward reform efforts in dozens of states to provide greater police accountability. Many states have done little or nothing or moved in the opposite direction. New Mexico's Democrat-led legislature also prohibited discrimination based on traditional hairstyles and head coverings and approved anti-racism training requirements for public school personnel. But legislation aimed at instilling greater accountability in the police disciplinary and certification process encountered stiff resistance and extensive revisions, only to be vetoed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. She said the final bill would have eliminated two seats on a law enforcement training board that provides civilian oversight. This is KUNM.